T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Season tonight, boys.
Let's go, Panthers.
Let's go, Panthers.
Let's go, Panthers.
Oh, my boy, Bob.
You guys besties?
Dude, we are besties.
Well,
we are besties.
In a slight upset, you're bigger than he is.
he's a thin fella, man. I gotta tell you, I've spent the last two days at
pliable.
I've spent the last 2 days at the Panthers facility. You know what? Shout out to David Dwork. I got to see my old buddy David Dwork. David used to play goalie back in the day. Like, he is a hockey nut. So it was kind of cool getting to watch practice with him because he knows goalie bleep. And he's kind of showing me all the stuff this guy's doing. He's obsessive. It's kind of like watching, like, I guess what.
That was so early.
6:01.
Bro, come on.
I didn't mean to. It just happens.
Why?
Keep going.
Well, why? Why you ruin the hockey?
I didn't ruin it. Just
you
keep
did.
Going.
You did.
You did.
You put an unnecessary.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Anyway. So I'm sitting there watching this guy, Leroy, and I'm sure you can respect this, just seeing athletes in their crazy routines and work ethic and just the things they got going. But I guess it's a thing in hockey where goalies are like the craziest about their stuff. And this guy seems like he is obsessive on top of obsessive, because some of the stuff that he comes up with during a practice, it's bananas. Like he has to have guys shoot on him as fast as possible at every single angle. So, like, he'll have a coach, but then he's got to get, like, Mike Hoffman to come in there and zing slap shots at him. But he wants them, like, he doesn't want to know when they're coming. He doesn't want to know anything that could be predictable. It's wild.
So it's not the deal where, like, they just line up and go down the line and,
no,
like,
no. He's like, you and you. I don't know who other dude was. I know one guy was Mike Hoffman. I think the other guy was a young guy. And he's telling them both, like, you're passing between each other. Don't tell me when you're going to shoot. You got to shoot here. He's just coming up with drills as he goes. He'll do, like, dribble the puck between his legs in the midst of, like, scrambles. It's just a wild thing to see, man. And so that body that he has, being so thin and flexible, he's, you know, if you see Roberto Luongo, you're like, whoa, that dude's a presence.
Dude. Right.
And Sergei is just like, he looks like a gymnast. It's crazy.
He's pliable.
They're all pretty flexible, though. All goalies.
He is, but he doesn't have. We've seen with Luongo. Luongo's kind of got the sheriff's walk going on with him.
The bow-legged situation.
I don't think that's ever going to happen to Sergei. Now, I didn't see him walk around too much, but he seems like Mr. Bendy. Like he's like Gumby. So So I got a chance to sit down with him at the Panthers facility. We'll bring you that interview later on today. It was a couple days. It's been a process trying to get a sit down with Bobrovsky. I kind of get why now, because he apparently has a very obsessive routine.
That
he doesn't want disturbed.
One of the things a lot of athletes are very, like, time and what time you do things, they're very obsessive about doing everything. You almost want to get up in the morning, be able to go through your day, and know exactly what you're going to do, you know, throughout that day. And if there's anything that's thrown off, it's not that you don't mind doing it, but it's just, come on, my day.
Your routine.
Right. My routine.
He's a fascinating guy, though. So we'll bring you that interview a little bit later on today. And yes, we did bring up the Bobrovsky. We did bring that up to him. It was something.
Hmm.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
It is hockey season, boys.
Saddest Panthers growl of all time.
Can we, I mean, can we?
That's Amber Wilson.
Can we do it better? Can we do something better?
I don't know if it does get better than that.
That doesn't really make you feel like you're ready to go into a season fighting for Quen.
Oh, my goodness. It's more like a little alley cat.
What do they call this thing? Is it the Sunshine State Rivalry or something? The Cats and the Tampa Bay Lightning?
They call it the Lightning Can Go to Hell Rivalry.
Ah, that's tonight at 7. You can hear it on 560 The Joe at 6:30. Actually, no. Actually, on weeknight games, I think they don't have a pregame show.
No, I was just guessing, bro.
It's 7 o'clock.
I don't look at the schedule. You guys send like 9 schedules a day.
Doug Plagans.
No, that's only him
on the call.
That Plagans got some nice hair.
He does have nice hair. He's also ripped.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in shape.
I didn't get
that.
He was wearing a windbreaker when I saw him.
He's in shape. That guy.
I gotta tell you, Panthers Ice Den, cold in there.
It has ice in its name.
I feel like I've been to other ice rinks. As cold.
I got
to
tell you.
It
of things that you've said that have been intelligent, not so much.
I mean, did you think it would be like a
sauna?
I feel
like they keep it extra cold in there to make the ices like better.
No.
I'm
how about this? Hmm? Let me just throw this out there.
Okay.
Less people than all the rinks you've been in.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, well, they have like it's an open place where people can go skate.
You ever take your kid ice skating?
Yeah, no, a lot.
Right, okay.
A lot.
And it doesn't feel as cold. You know why? There's 700 kids on the rink.
I've been to Palm Beach Skate Zone. It hasn't been that
packed. Did he just throw out Palm Beach Skate Zone?
Yeah, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, but are you going to compare that to the Panthers Ice Den?
Well,
basically
that's
the same.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like the Panthers Ice Den.
Yeah,
you go in there. It's just like Palm Beach Skate Zone. It has two rinks where people can go skate. Like they have open skate and they do junior hockey. Then they have their own little rink,
which is amazing because it would be like if the Dolphins practice on one of the fields at the YMCA in Weston.
Right.
It's all about monetizing the practice arena. We do have baseball. The Rays beat the A's 5-1 last night.
Wild card, baby.
Tonight, the NLDS starts up. 5:02, St. Louis at Atlanta.
Oh, I hate Atlanta. St. Louis is an unlikable franchise, too, but not as much as the Braves.
ABA, anyone but Atlanta. 8:37, Washington at L.A. Thursday night football tonight, boys. Robbie, do you have your mileage counter out there?
It is
the Seahawks hosting the Rams.
It is well over 1,000 miles, 1,300 to be exact.
And but we're only 1-2 on the season, too.
But time will correct itself over as we go on the season. The Thursday night football 500-mile rule is as money as it gets. It's off to a slow start, but eventually time has to adjust, and they'll start kicking in.
And the Rams have been pretty successful in Seattle.
Is tonight's game in the doom box?
It is not.
Okay.
It is not, because now we only have to pick three games.
So we can have hot takes on tonight's game.
Yeah, throw them all out there.
I don't have any, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, Seattle's a 1.5-point favorite.
Big game for Goff. Let's go. You got some pressure. You're not good on the road. 12th man.
I mean, he just got whooped by the Bucks.
Christian Wilkins claims he didn't know was not allowed to suplex running backs.
That's the greatest. That's the old Chappelle line.
I saw that quote. It was great.
I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Leroy is
trying to get set up.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't get onto my system.
Sad news yesterday in the NFL. Arizona Cardinals owner Bill Bidwell passed away. He was 88 years old. Pretty good life, 88. Not bad.
What? That's what you hit it with?
88.
All right.
Anything above 80, I think it's pretty good.
I feel like 88 is starting to cut it short. I feel like everybody should hit the 90s by now.
Well, I mean, my grandfather just passed at 98. That was a good life.
That is a good life.
I mean, that's pretty good stuff. Percy Harvin says he was high during every NFL game he played.
That's about right.
Surprising? Not.
My favorite show, you remember back in the day on ESPN, they had the show Playmakers for a year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I love that show. Remember when, what the hell was dude's name? Do you remember what the actor was, Robbie?
The running back?
Yeah, what the hell was that dude's name?
Oh, I forget the actor's name, but he was the one doing all this stuff.
Yeah, he was smoking crack at halftime. NFL did not like that show. They're like, what are you doing? We can't have this show. It was so good. I'm surprised nobody else picked it up, like HBO or somebody like that.
So there's some cinematic news that Leroy may be interested in. Mm-hmm. Or everybody else. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Eddie Murphy's kind of making a comeback. He's going to actually finally, for the first time in like 40 years, be on the Saturday Night Live stage.
Yep.
Right? He's going to host the season finale this year. And we know they're working on Coming to America, too.
Right.
Beverly Hills Cop 4, coming to a screen near you.
Who's going to be the sidekick? Because I don't know if they...
Taggart and...
No.
Oh, Judd Reinhold and what's-his-face? You don't think they're around?
Is everybody around?
Well, Judd Reinhold's got to be around. The other guy that played Sergeant Taggart, I don't know if he's...
Yeah, he was looking like he was eating cheeseburgers and cinnamon rolls and drinking five sodas a day.
And I don't know if Paul Reiser is going to reprise his role as the guy driving the Ferrari around.
Right.
But I'm all for it.
He's probably going to be able to get whatever cast he wants because I'm sure everybody wants to be in an Eddie Murphy movie.
And then he's going to do stand-up. I'm all for like a...
Now, is he going to do Eddie Murphy stand-up or is he going to do Disney stand-up?
No,
that's what I was fascinated to. Right? Like,
he did it because of his kids.
Did what?
Went to not doing stand-up and stuff like that.
But it's going to be harder for Eddie Murphy to do stand-up these days. Like, first of all, I feel like everyone's going to be a jerk about it anyway because everybody's just such a bastard these days when it comes to comedy specials. And just being negative basically about everything, it feels like Eddie Murphy's walking into a no-win, right?
Well, the expectations are going to be so ridiculously high, right? I mean... He's a legend. He gets on stage.
Well, here's the interesting part, and here's where you have to go with that. Who knows?
You're right. Yeah.
Who knows? Like, if you ask somebody in their 20s or 30s, who's funnier, Dave Chappelle or Eddie Murphy?
Oh, no, they'll say Chappelle, but...
But that's my
probably
point.
They've probably never seen that's Delirious my point. Or Raw. I mean,
it's just like when Richard Pryor died, right? You think more people knew Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy. It's kind of one of those things that the crowd...
it's generational, sure. Before that Red Fox.
But that's a long time ago, though, with Eddie Murphy.
I get that.
Right? It was his last stand-up...
40 years ago.
I'm talking about his last stand-up.
Oh, well.
Was what, early 90s? Late 80s?
I don't think he made... I don't even think there was a 90s.
Right, but that's like...
But I found him pretty good in some of the movies he's done recently, like The Tower. I thought was pretty funny with him in it.
Yeah, but that's like if you know Eddie Murphy. How cool?
He's slowly
that Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, but there has to be like a some sort of like in between Disney Eddie and like full Eddie. Like there has to be like a climb back up.
No, but here's climb back up.
Yeah,
dude, you said last time he was on Saturday Night Live was 40 years ago.
Something
ain't a whole bunch of climbing. He's on the back nine.
No, but I meant there's a, you know, like to go from...
You got
to
go full old school.
Okay.
If otherwise, keep doing Disney.
So
now, here's the kick.
I do like Donkey. He is hilarious.
We're
now going to get like, Now That's a Fire and Goody Goo Goo. Like we're going back to that.
Similar stuff. Like, look, I'm not offended by comedians.
Right.
Who are on the edge, right? Even if I personally, comedians are such that if you were to hear something on the street, you would be offended.
Right.
If you were to hear something in that environment,
no, you
it's
laugh
funny,
your ass off. Yeah.
Right, but we don't do that anymore.
That's what I find weird about
it.
We don't do that. Why is somebody getting crazy about like an art form? You know, most stuff that you have to either pay for or go seek out and consume.
Right, but see, and now, and so like, for example, think about this. All comedians make fun of all the presidents, yep. Right? Everybody's up in arms if you make fun of this president.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, and so from that standpoint, like starting with the president, right? So like we're in a different time, a different place. If Eddie Murphy can't be Eddie Murphy, it's going to have a negative effect on what he's doing.
Also, he's in a different place in his life, so, you know, who knows.
Don't matter. Funny's funny, man. You don't get rid of funny.
I want some ice cream.
You don't get rid of funny.
Ice cream.
Hopefully he can evolve with, you know.
Well, that's the thing, is is being at a time where like people are going, are people going to find stuff as funny with the when they are already expecting like the greatest stuff ever?
I mean,
when you have to play in what it feels like different, feels like you have to play in different boundaries these days.
Dave Chappelle's doing pretty good.
I feel like Eddie
is doing pretty good, but even Chappelle is getting like, you know, did you see what happened with him in Rotten Tomatoes where like people are, you know, critics are actively giving him, you know, terrible ratings, feeling like his material is insensitive, and the audience scores are like,
that's what comedy is. Blowing
them out the water.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, that it's always not, happens.
It feels like as a comedian, you're being graded on an unfair level by people who are supposed to be fairly reviewing your work,
right?
And it's not looked upon the same way these days.
I feel like if like Eddie Murphy getting back on stage and doing a long form stand up situation is kind of like going to see Led Zeppelin reunion. Like it better be. It should blow my socks off.
Well, no, because the difference between a musician is he could always play his hits.
Right.
Eddie Murphy can't go out and tell the same jokes.
No,
jokes. It would be like if an old school rapper.
Yeah.
Were to come out in today's rap and try to play his old school rap to the kids.
Seinfeld like Rob Bass doing
Seinfeld did that pretty recently. He did a Netflix special where he kind of talked about his process and did all of his old material, and it was like following him to new clubs. It was pretty good, but it's not like
you're not
going at it from a situation it doesn't feel like he's risking a lot because he's one of the greatest comedians ever too.
A funny guy finds today's issues and has fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a naturally funny guy. A guy who has been funny reverts back to the things that were funny 15, 20 years ago.
He also did situational comedy about family stuff, about stuff that happened,
sure,
or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but how do you find things funny like normal people when you both are richer than God? Like
funny's funny.
Like Jerry Seinfeld just got another $150 million from Netflix because they got the rights to Seinfeld.
Like, yeah, you guys don't know me, you know, but I have an amazing sense of humor, you know. Just don't see that side of me too often. So.
Good point, Zoe. Good point.
Zoe does stand up.
That'd be good.
Ira Windeman's going to join us today. We'll talk a little Heat with him. The Heat are coming in studio today with a chef. I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
man, what you need? I could cook that up for y'all this weekend.
They're changing out the, I guess, what was the, the Doers Lounge?
Oh. Is that the lounge where you could walk right onto the floor?
No, the Doers Lounge is kind of like
flagship.
It's like their club level.
Right. Oh,
okay.
Is that Hyde?
No, it's a different thing, totally.
It's interesting in basketball. Basketball luxury boxes—they're not kind—they're not really like luxury boxes. They're kind of just like.
Well, no, I see. I made this mistake. So I used to like look around the Heat arena and be like, "Where's the luxury box to the luxury box?" Right? Because it just looks like it's just open seating.
Yeah.
What you don't realize is there's a hallway, and then behind that is a huge box with TVs and a view over the bay.
Man.
It's like they you think it's just, oh, I'm just going to sit in some seats. And then you look behind you, and there's this huge room with all the food and the TVs and the view of the bay and a balcony.
Well, it has to be a little different simply because of the space.
Yeah.
And how many people. There's only, 18,000, 20,000 in an arena. You can't put those boxes towards the floor. You have to do it a little different.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything about basketball just feels more intimate when you go and watch.
I remember back in the day when I used to go to the Garden, used to dress up to go to basketball games. Like it was like a little, like there was the hockey crowd, you dressed down, wear jeans.
Nobody cares what you did
at
the Garden.
No, I'm just saying like basketball has always been a little
more.
You're
dressing like a bum, Sully.
Yeah.
Dapper up a little bit. Bird's playing tonight.
So you wear a suit and a jersey?
And they have to wear, no, you'd wear like dress pants and a dress shirt.
I call this the hour back.
Bring the cigar.
Isn't that amazing when like you realize guys are playing basketball and running their guts out and there's people in the stands smoking cigs?
Well, in fairness, they were too in timeouts.
Yeah, that took me aback seeing a player smoke cigarettes at halftime.
Do you remember when it was a controversy that the Red Sox were drinking beer in the clubhouse?
Yes.
I was like,
beer and chicken.
Fried chicken.
I was like, what?
Josh Beckett.
Who cares? I mean, it's so funny. Like, dude, you know, poor James Johnson sitting out here. He's got to work. He's got to work to the side. He's banished. Didn't camp used to be to get in shape?
How about this? My rookie year, when we had the first full team mini camp in May, we had an open bar picnic for the last day of mini camp, and then every road trip, right, when we would get on the plane, somebody would send one of the guys, one of the trainers or managers or whatever, to go get, you know, some adult beverages, and there'd be a cooler with ice.
When I first started traveling with the Canes, back when Butch was the coach, like, the coaches and, like, you know, some staff had beer. I mean,
they were
drinking.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Like, what? Who cares? Like, you know, it was funny. I was talking to,
Here's why it became important. Imagine your team being responsible for you getting all liquored up, and then there was DUIs driving home from the airport.
I guess. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but, like, you know, it's just, I feel like that's not even, you think about that, I don't even think that enters into the scope. I feel like it's looked upon as irresponsible just to drink because your body's your temple. You're not supposed to do it. Like, LeBron was like, people are like, LeBron, you're drinking wine? Wine on the bench? What? It's like, yeah, man, my body doesn't work right now. I can't have a goblet. I'm sorry, it's a thing. Like, when I was talking to Myers Leonard, he's like, obviously I work out, because he did a Coors Light ad on Instagram,
right,
where he has
Coors Light
chilling by the pool.
Right.
And people are like, Coors Light, that's what you like? Yeah, he likes Coors Light. And, he's like talking about how he will slay everybody in beer pong, chugging, shotgunning. And so then, like, yeah, you know, of course I get my workouts. And it's like, everybody knows he gets his work. Listen. Everybody knows that he's going to get his work. Look at him. I know you work out, man. Look at him.
He's a giant.
He's a giant behemoth of a man. And I'm sure he can crush a lot of beers. And I'm sure he's going to get his calories burned away just fine.
Listen. Right.
So Jimmy Butler, he says that he goes to bed at 6:30 or 7 to make his 3:30 a.m. wake-up calls.
Ugh.
Now, that's not
Hold
a life.
On. Hold on.
That's not a life.
Hold on.
That's a no sale. That's a no sale. We playing our favorite game. You buying what he's selling? You're not buying. You think that Jimmy Butler is full of it?
He says he doesn't watch any TV except for film.
Wow.
No DVR.
No DVR.
Nothing.
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 Him and Zach Dortea to hang out.
Whoa.
Are you doing there?
What is that? First of all, I don't like you doing that because Zach Dortea
is
not Heat culture. He's a tanker. All right. So don't do that with Jimmy Butler. I don't like that. But so when I say you buying what he's selling, you're not buying.
Sell.
How many I got to ask. Let's be honest about this 3:30 wake-up call. How many times is Jimmy Butler hitting that snooze?
None. I never hit snooze a day in my life.
That's you.
I did it
That's
seven
you.
Times
so
this morning.
So wait. If I never done
What's
it,
your
I have
now?
To I have to acknowledge that other people can get up without a snooze.
No. I'm not saying he can't get up without a snooze. But does he? You think that...
I think he gets up without a snooze. I do it every... I've done it every day of my life.
I've never hit snooze.
He sleeps for 9 hours.
Has to get his 9 hours.
Gets up.
I've never hit snooze, even in college. So if somebody else tells me...
You think that 3:30 here, turns into a 4:10?
I never hit snooze, right? If somebody else tells me that they don't hit snooze, I have to at least acknowledge it as being possible because I didn't do it.
I did a change location snooze today because I got up today at 3, went up, brewed my coffee, but then I went and laid down on the couch for like a good 8-minute snooze.
Dude, I can't. See, if I did that.
You had to set your alarm for the 8
you
minutes,
have,
so, right?
Well, I have a parachute alarm.
Yeah.
I have a parachute alarm, but I didn't need it.
You have a grumpy Leroy. If I hit snooze for an 8-minute little power thing,
mm-hmm. No. I'm king of that.
Sometimes the best sleep I get is a couple of snoozes.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Like, was it last week, one day? I got up because my bladder was getting ready to bust.
Yep.
At 3:40.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go back to sleep.
Really? What time do you get up every day now?
4:20
4:20 Yeah. Oh man, that's a great window. So if I had an extra
40 minutes,
not even, was that 40 minutes? Is that, that's like,
would you say 3:40
3:40
I get up 3:20 That's 40 minutes.
40 minutes. Oh yeah, I would take advantage.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking another half hour on that.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely.
The Timmy Butler just takes a picture of the alarm clock and it goes back to sleep.
Ha!
Yeah.
Box Jimmy Buckets in. If Buckets Butler's bedtime is at 6:30, how's he going to be awake for game time?
Oh, I think he has a different schedule for game time.
Yeah. This is just can't. This I is think can't
he
actually Jimmy.
He says,
remember when they're traveling and playing.
You ain't
games,
sleeping 9 hours.
Yeah, because they don't have to report the next day at 8 a.m.
If they have the back to back, they probably do. They have to, but I think he was probably strictly talking about training camp. I don't think he was. Obviously, if he has a game, he's not out there catching catnaps on the bench.
Somebody said, "When is a parachute alarm?" That's when you set 17 alarms house.
Yeah, that's the emergency like second alarm.
In case of the war.
I have two alarms. I have let's see. I go to my phone.
In case your phone runs out of battery, if you tell me no.
I have a.
If your phone runs out of battery, then what's the second alarm? What's the second alarm on your phone gonna do?
A different device.
A different device.
What? Tell me you don't have a regular clock sitting next to your bed.
My wife still has a clock radio.
I still have one.
These are my alarms. I got three.
Jeez.
I got 3 a.m. All right. That's my wake up alarm. 3:30. That's my parachute alarm. Which really, if it doesn't even have to be 3:30, like if I got out the door by like, 4:20, I'm fine if I got here with like a half hour to spare. But I like now being here with an hour before the show.
Huh.
That's my comfort zone.
I like being here 10 minutes before the show.
I'm aware.
I'm up, but I just, like, I'll get up.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not a person who can work at home. Like, I don't feel comfortable doing my typing or doing my prep. I probably could because I have, like, editing on my house and all that. I could probably prep it and just send it to Robbie and be here 10 minutes before the show starts. I just prefer it. It's my process.
Right.
By the way, it's almost scientifically impossible to fall asleep at 6:30 or 7 p.m. So Jimmy Butler may be telling some whoppers. No matter how.
I don't know, man.
Could you go to sleep at 6:30
on command
in summer in the summer when it's daytime until 9?
Well, that's why you have blackout shades.
My kids go to bed every day at 7 o'clock.
Really?
Yep. Have to.
Yeah, but kids do, but us adults.
Horrible. That's horrible.
Why?
Even in the summer?
I can't deal with parents that put their kids to bed like, oh, you get to bed by 6:30.
First of all. My kids, from the time they walk in that door, from 3:30 to 7 o'clock, it's go time. Like it's either playing or whatever.
So they're about ready.
They're getting their fun in.
Right.
7 o'clock comes. That's my time. I'm sorry. It's time for me to have my time. And yes, when summer was going on, because I used to let my daughter stay up a little bit later, but negotiations change. Even she was like, "It's still daytime." I'm like, "Guess what? Not for you." Blindfold.
Boxed in.
That's it. My son doesn't care. My son's like, oh, sleep? Wonderful. He's still going to get up at 4 a.m. no matter what. Kid's a wonder.
My buddy has a one-year-old. And so we were out there. We wanted to visit him. I've never seen the baby before. Goes to bed at 6. My buddy's like, you have to get here by 5:30 because by 5, we're already starting the process.
Yeah.
I'm like, 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock.
Because my son, when he was younger, he got to go hog wild. Like he got to sleep in our bed, stay up whenever he wanted to. We got to he would like stay up sometimes. Like he would just lay on the couch watching television. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. He needs to go to sleep.
Hey,
I like the top question.
No, I like yes, and yes. But I don't
shave.
I don't shave. I shower.
Yeah, I do the Here. I do the first two.
I love how you guys are comparing yourself to a professional athlete.
Wait a minute.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me, dummy.
I'm sorry, do athletes wake up different than people?
Also, I'm pretty sure that one of us was a professional athlete.
Yeah.
This is as hard as training camp.
I have more Pro Bowls than anybody else in this building.
Facts. Hashtag facts.
Even athletes.
Hashtag facts.
Facts.
But you didn't catch any touchdown passes from Dan Marino.
Also, you didn't get to take Willie Williams on his tour of UF.
Yeah, true.
We're back after this.
Thank you.
probably, man.
Not even close.
3 a.m.
What voice are you trying to do?
That's what's his face?
This is not Pearl Jam. It's freaking Matchbox 20.
It's Creed.
It's not Creed, it's Matchbox 20.
Really, I'm all lonely. They all sound the same. Everybody from
freaking
the
90s. Rob Thomas, dude.
Do you act like Rob Thomas? Like, hold on. Is it more disrespectful to disrespect Pearl Jam or Rob Thomas? This is his only song.
No, that's
except
not
for the
true.
Except for the Santana one that put him back on the map.
Yeah, I need a couple. But he doesn't sound like
they all sound the same, dude. And once again, 7-9 the ticket. The radio home of the Miami Heat's going to be broadcasting the red, white, and pink scrimmage this Sunday, 4 o'clock, American Airlines Arena. It is the opening tip for the Heat Help Cure campaign. Join the ticket, the Heat, and help find a cure for cancer. Do it while getting an up-close look at the Heat scrimmage. Proceeds are going to benefit cancer research and discovery at Miami Cancer Institute. Join us on our quest to build a world without cancer. Visit heathelpcure.org to learn more. So, later on today, in about an hour's time, less than an hour's time, we are going to hear from Panthers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky, which I am excited about. Now, as I told you guys, this was a bit of a process getting Sergei to sit down. The dude is, you're going to love him. He is fascinating. He is hilarious. He is everything we were hoping he would be. But as I was saying in the opening part of the show, it's a little bit, their goalies are quirky. I've heard this, that goalies are a little bit weird, okay? They're very superstitious.
Like pitchers?
And they're very tedious on their routine. They got to keep it what their routine is. So to take you guys behind the curtain, we've been hoping that we were able to do something on the reg with Sergei of him calling into the show.
Right.
That's what we were hoping for. And Panthers were down to do it. And from what I understood, he was down to do it. Seems super interested in starting to talk to people. A lot of people don't know a lot about Sergei Bobrovsky. Like, I know, like, looking, like, trying to research him, not easy. Because he keeps it pretty tight as far as what it's concerned. So I went there on Tuesday. Basically, what the idea was, I was told Sergei was going to call into the show on Wednesday morning.
Right.
Now, I was told, super down to do it, can't wait, and that the Panthers wanted to do this early because that is what the schedule is of a hockey player. Kind of similar to football. Guys get to the facility early. So if you notice, if we have Dolphins on, they usually call like 6 o'clock hour.
Like Sam McGuavin that one time.
Right. So I guess hockey's the same because I was thinking, okay, professional athlete probably wants to do as late as possible. They say 7 o'clock hour. Cool. All right, this is all behind the gate. So I was like, they're like, yeah, you know, he just, you know, the only thing is like he kind of wants to face the name. I said, no problem. I'll swing by Panthers practice. I'll meet Bob. I'm dying to meet him anyway. Let's do this. So watch Panthers practice. Watch him do his thing. He's awesome. I go into the locker room. All right. Now, I'm sitting there. I'm standing behind going to the locker room with Dave Hyde, who has himself a Sergei Bobrovsky column. You guys should go check it out today. He's there to go interview Sergei Bobrovsky. I'm there to just introduce myself to Sergei Bobrovsky. So I walk into the locker room, Leroy, and Dave's like, you want to talk to him first? It's going to be in and out. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be in and out. No problem. No sweat. So Panthers PR takes me up there, and I'm under the impression he's ready to roll tomorrow. Early in the morning, no problem.
So this is yesterday.
This is Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. That's what I meant.
No problem. And I go to Sergei. He's fresh off the ice. Fresh off the ice. Which, in hindsight, maybe wasn't the best. I don't know. I caught him at a weird moment. He's just undressing, tired. I'll tell you what, these goalies worth their ass off. So I go and I said, hey, Sergei, I'm Brendan Tome from the radio. Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. Like, what time are you going? He's, oh, yes, yes, you want to do tomorrow? I said, yeah, yeah, man. Like, what works for you? He goes, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Now, mind you, I am under the impression that he's under the impression he knows we're a morning radio show. I say, well, we're on from 6 to 10 a.m. He goes, 6 to 10 a.m.? Okay, 10 a.m. All right, man. Well, it can't be because the show's over. Can you do what my original thought was? 9:20 goes, on ice. I practice. Okay, okay, no problem. But 8:40. 8:40. I just get here. I said, all right. So I'm thinking, all right. So if he just gets here at 8:40, 8:20 should be on the drive to the facility.
Right, that catch him in the
perfect.
Car.
Yep. Should be good to go. I said, what about 8:20? 8:20, uncomfortable. Excuse me? Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. And so I looked at Panthers PR and I'm like, I thought this was cool. I thought this was supposed to be a thing. So the morning thing isn't going to happen, is basically what I've learned. He doesn't like doing things in the morning. He turns the brain off. And this dude is obsessive. He is He is as rigorous as rigorous as you say Jimmy Butler is, 3:30 a.m. This is Sergei Bobrovsky. He's just between the pipes.
Except he's got a 100-mile-an-hour puck coming at him.
Yeah, dude, it is. I don't understand that position. It's crazy.
It's all hand. You know, they used to have a thing. We used to do a test, and it tests your hand-eye coordination and speed. So you'd stand at a board, right? And a bunch of dots, and you'd hit the dots.
Yeah.
Right? And so they did it for a whole lot of different professions. So, like, fighter pilots.
Right.
Their reaction time is like they're really quick.
Yep.
Boxers use it.
Yep. Right.
So, other sports. I would imagine that a goalie is, you know, reaction time is very quick. Right.
So, after being told, uncomfortable.
Right.
I go, excuse me?
Right.
So, you know, we just kind of talk. It's like, why don't we tape something? Like, we're going to go on the bus tomorrow. Why don't we tape something tomorrow right before I say, I just want out of this point because I'm like, all right, sure, cool. So I get out of there. I'm like, see you, Dave Hyde. You do your thing. You feel like an idiot in front of you, a veteran journalist. I need to go. So I came back yesterday, watched practice again. This time I got to talk to him before he left.
Mm-hmm.
Let him do his thing. Did a post. He did. Does a workout thing, does a post-workout, crazy. And was very generous with his time. And he was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Everything we hoped for. And I think now we have a kinship. I think now he's friend of the show.
Let's go, Panthers.
My man. Now, we'll bring that to you next hour. Get ready for a little Panthers open tonight. When we come back, we got to do a little bit of football. Brian Flores, he's, you know.
Miserable?
Miserable. He's miserable. And Manny Diaz, you know, doing his Manny Diaz thing. We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.